What's going on YouTube? Welcome to another video. So today I am going to be talking about my personal journey from going from a IT support specialist all the way over to a self-taught web developer. It's been a year now, roughly, just a little bit over a year since I started my journey to becoming a web dev, but I actually have been introduced to coding prior to that. I've always played around with PHP when I was in middle school. I knew a little bit of HTML and CSS before I actually stuck with it, but believe it or not, I actually went on a long year and a half hiatus of coding. I was always interested in it, but I never could get committed. And then finally, in I think it was September of 2019 is when I finally said, okay, I gotta commit to this thing. So let's bring it all the way back to where my IT support career started. So in the year 2018, January-ish, I decided that I wanna go to a computer store to kind of figure out what I wanted to do and make money while I'm doing it. So I said, bring my passion for computers and repairing stuff over to an actual computer store. So in January of 2018, I actually decided to join a local computer store here in California called Central Computers, only found in the North Bay. So you're not gonna find that anywhere else really. Like I said, started in January. So I started as a sales rep. I was working the floor, doing all the walking the floor, helping customers out and, asking if they had questions, giving them advice or answers, and then, selling product and trying to move inventory and things like that. I quickly moved kind of up that ladder and made it to where I was doing bigger roles. So I was making some posters. I was doing a lot more inventory checks and doing transfer stuff. So it was something like that where it was very, very just low key and mundane tasks. It definitely was hard work and it was cumbersome at times, but it wasn't what I wanted to be doing. We had a back area where you would actually go in there and repair computers, there were test benches. I wanted to be in the back doing the dirty work, fixing computers, building computers, specifically building computers. And that was what I was okay at. So I wanted to go do that and get better. So eventually over the couple months, I worked my way into the back and started becoming a tech. That's when I started getting into the weeds of real IT, where we were dealing with Linux machines, building machines for actual corporate companies and doing all that stuff. And that's where I started to get more ingrained in that space. A year passes by and it's now around January, February of 2019. That's when things started to change. So we actually had a customer that I had good connections with. I always talked with him when he came in, and he actually ended up saying that he needed somebody to come on to his team. He was a contractor. He owned his own consulting company, and he needed someone to come on to take on a client that he had, and he didn't have a second body pretty much. He asked me if I wanted to. I said, absolutely. I would love to move on and go into the actual IT support route. So I signed on with him as an independent contractor and worked for one of his clients in an actual enterprise environment and did IT support there. That started at the end of February, beginning of March of 2019. And that's when I started to really learn, okay, this is how enterprises work. This is a real cubicle 9-to-5 job where I had to stay in an office and, do that whole thing there. At first, this was great. For that first half of 2019, it was awesome. I was making better money, wasn't working pretty close to minimum wage anymore. For my age at that time, I was 22 at the time, and it was good. It's literally a year ago. Now that I think about it, it's pretty much a year ago. And again, making good money. First half of the year was ecstatic, not working for a store anymore, dealing with customers. I was dealing with actual employees and fixing their computers and doing that kind of stuff. Learning things that were completely out of my scope at first to now knowing things like networking, how to do routing, hardware repairs on laptops, doing the software, onboarding new employees and kind of things like that. So I was learning a lot of new things. Midway through the year, it was starting to get stagnant. It was a lot of repeat scenarios, a lot of repeat situations where I was just kind of getting bored. I wasn't learning anything new. And being an independent contractor in a corporate company, you only have a certain amount of rights because they don't actually give you all the internal tools that you need sometimes to get the job done. Or you actually can't access certain systems because you're an independent contractor. So they can't actually give you certain access for I guess maybe legal reasons, but more so for privacy sake, just in case, they don't bring me back on after the year. So in California, there's a law after a year, you either have to sign on your independent contractors or you have to terminate them if they work full-time. If they work part-time, it's okay. I guess that's the, like, that's the loophole in that. So yeah, didn't have access to everything, so I couldn't really do much. So I had to hand off a lot of the tasks over to other my team members who were actual full-time employees of this client company. So again, halfway through the year, was starting to get a little bored, and that's where I started to pick up coding again. You know, something came up on my Instagram, personal Instagram, where I saw people like Aral or Andres, where they were posting their setup photos and actually going through the journey of learning how to code specifically for Andres. And I was actually following Fidal as well. If you guys don't know them, I will have their Instagrams linked down below, but they actually inspired me to learn code again and actually pursue it this time and commit 100% to it. And this was around September-ish is when I started to actually like commit to this thing. September of 2019 is when I officially started my Instagram account. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, then you should definitely check it out down below in the description. But that's when I started it. That's when I started to just say, hey, I need to document my journey. I need to take this one day at a time. I need to keep myself accountable, and what better way to do it than to try to grow a following on Instagram and post every single day talking about what I'm learning, how I'm doing it, like what my progress is and what concepts that I'm actually focusing on right now. I treated Instagram sort of like a blog, but also to kind of assert my creativeness in terms of photography, because photography was something I was always into. So I try to use that medium of Instagram, as it's very, like, obviously primarily photo based, and use that to document my journey, and then treat the captions sort of like my blog, if you will. So documenting my journey, my day to day. I was posting literally every single day on Instagram. When I say every day, I literally mean every day. Like, I was at work posting. I would take Sundays to take photos in bulk so that I had something ready through Monday through Friday. So that, like, during my lunch break or whenever in the mornings before anyone got there, I would post my photo, get the caption ready, and then go from there. On Instagram, I was a lot more active back then, trying to get followers. You know, I would be commenting on people's posts, going on hashtags, commenting on people's posts there, hitting people up in the DMs, like all that kind of stuff. Like, I was so active on Instagram. I think there was even a point where I was posting like 3 times a day. Like, it was getting excessive, but I wanted it. I wanted to work hard, and I wanted to actually commit to this coding thing. So posting 3 times a day, I would actually wake up early in the morning. So in those times, I was waking up at 4 a.m. and coding up until I had to leave to work at 7. And then when I got to work, then obviously it was work time. At lunch, I would be coding. I would go down on my lunch, heat my food up, go back to my desk, eat my food while I'm watching a tutorial or reading an article about code, or actually like following a tutorial and coding and eating at the same time. So it was pretty hectic. But I was so determined to actually make this thing work that I needed every single break time, lunchtime, any off time that I had when I wasn't working to be coding. Even sometimes when there were lulls in work, because sometimes, you know, there were a lot of times where people weren't walking up to my desks or I didn't have any tickets to do, like there was pretty much no work. So I would actually just be coding or reading something until someone came up to me or a ticket came my way. So again, all that downtime I spend, if I had any, I was coding all day long. Come on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, code, 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 code. Like, I was all about it. I was on it 24/7. Like, it was unhealthy now that I look at it now, but it was something that I was really passionate about. So again, that's how I made it work, working, doing a full-time job plus balancing friends and the gym. Any downtime I had, I was focusing on code. On my commute, I was stuck in traffic, I'd be listening to podcasts on code. So the Syntax podcast with Wes Boss and Scott Talinsky, I'd be listening to them all day long, trying to learn little tidbits, trying to learn new things while I was not working. I was trying to commit myself 100% to this thing. So that's where Instagram came in. That's where finding all the downtime that I had and like hiding sometimes in the office just to code was so necessary for me to make this transition and make it at the pace that I did. And I'm not saying that you have to do this. Like, I was very, very committed to it. So I was just like desperate to find time to code because it was actually something that I love to do. If you're working a full-time job, that's kind of what you like, the sacrifices I think that you should be able to make on your lunch times. Like, find a spot where no one's gonna bug you and read or watch a tutorial, read an article on your breaks, 10 to 15 minutes. You know, that's enough time to get a video out of the way in a course or read an article or do something, right? Like, it's enough time for you and there shouldn't be any excuses if you really want this thing. Then on the weekends, that's when you put in all your time or you wake up super early in the morning. So I had to leave to work by 7 a.m. or else I was gonna be late because of traffic. So I'd wake up at 4 and that would give me that amount of time in between to actually get some uninterrupted work done before I had to leave to work. So I was making use of all of my time. And then, you know, when I got off work, it was straight to the gym. So I couldn't do anything there. After the gym, I'd come home, eat dinner, and then try to like maybe work on some code if I wasn't exhausted, which wasn't the case most of the time. I was pretty tired, so I would just go straight to bed after dinner. But sometimes you would catch me watching the rest of a tutorial, doing some code or something, building something to make use of my time. And that's where you would catch me a lot of the times, is on the computer, just like doing something that was related to code. Now, around November or October is when I actually started my YouTube channel. And that's where I started to take on the form of video to document my journey. So that's when I started really focusing in on creating content where I was catering towards the self-taught devs out there who were on the same journey as me. The whole point of this YouTube channel for me is to one, document, and two, make the journey a little bit transparent for you guys to show that, you know, sometimes we do hit mistakes, sometimes there are roadblocks, sometimes there are mental issues, or whatever the case may be. Like, there is a journey and a path to this. This isn't a curriculum where like you have computer science students go to a school and actually go through some sort of structure. With self-taught dev, there is no structure. You create your own. Like, it can get hectic at times. It can get undisciplined and messy. So making that journey open and transparent to you guys is something that I wanted to do with this channel. And that's why I started it back then in September or October of 2019. So I had Instagram going. That was starting to grow really, really fast. YouTube wasn't growing as fast, but I really, really liked making videos. Always had a passion for it. So I was on two different platforms doing something that I loved doing on a topic that I loved the most. So I was doing photography on Instagram, video on YouTube, both had to do with coding. So it was just like a match made in heaven for me. And that's where I started to put my chips in. So between November, October to February of 2020, I was doing a lot of tutorials. Let's go through the process of what I was actually doing to like teach myself. So Free Code Camp was something that I started with to learn HTML and CSS, but then I moved over to Code Academy and then some Udemy courses that I will actually link below as well if you guys wanna check them out, to the specific ones that I actually took. One of them being Coach Steele's Web Developer Bootcamp, and then the other one being Jonas, I can't say his last name, but Jonas's JavaScript course. That's the one I definitely took all the way through. And those were like the most beneficial ones. For me, I'm a visual learner, so I have to have video and I have to have someone who could teach it correctly for me. So those two were the main focal points as far as tutorials and resources that I used to learn, whether it was HTML, CSS, and or JavaScript. And then I would supplement with Code Academy on the side because I actually liked the curriculum that they had when it came to, you know, having the built-in IDE. The way that they worded things was actually beautiful for me because it just made the most sense. And then, you know, having those exercises at the bottom and they wouldn't let you through unless you actually completed them was beneficial for me because it actually forced me to write code and get it right based off of what they were teaching. So those were some of the main resources that I used, and I used those all the way up till February. And then, you know, after JavaScript, I transitioned into React, where I was learning about components and, you know, teaching myself how to make a website out of React only, you know, building these different things and learning about state and all these different things, you know, utilizing ES6, all that stuff that comes with React. And after that, I learned a little bit of React Native and, you know, kind of went all over the place from there. And I got a better grasp of React, especially with Redux. There was a course with Steven Greider where he had a course on React and Redux and implemented the both. And that's where I started building these projects. I started building, you know, there's this project that I had, an NBA stats app, where I was pulling data in from a third-party API that I found online and displayed it in a way where you can actually search up a player's name, see what team they were on, see what stats they had for that season and things like that, which was pretty cool. And it would display in a modal, showed in a little table graph, the actual stats, and it was laid out pretty nicely in my opinion. It was a simple app, but it actually took me a long time because Redux took a little bit for me to grasp and I was a little bit slow on learning, and I'm typically a little bit of a slower learner. I have to rewatch a lot of videos in order to actually grasp a concept, so definitely took me some time. So at this point, we're in like February of 2020. Let's fast forward over to like June and May of 2020 now. That's where things started to take a toll. So at this point, you know, we're obviously all in COVID, we're all in quarantine, and we're all in remote work. So that allowed me to kind of branch out and do more coding while I'm at home, but also work on the side. I have to wait for tickets to come in and things like that. So around June, late June, May-ish, that's when things started to take a turn for me. I got word that obviously due to the effects of COVID, the guy who picked me up over from the computer store, my boss, he couldn't really keep me on. Money was becoming an issue and workflow and workload wasn't actually there anymore because of COVID. At the end of May, I believe I was actually dropped from that job and now unemployed, and I had to make a decision, you know, whether or not I go for a try to find a job, push for a job in front end development, or try to find different avenues to make a living. And thank God, like living with my parents, like that just saves me a whole other like expense that I don't have to pay, and I can actually stay on my feet while pursuing something. And that's where I was in a little bit of a jumble. Like I knew how to code, I knew how to make websites, I knew how to do all these things that other developers knew how to do. Is it the same quality? I don't know, but I definitely would work hard to do it. But being a self-taught dev, there's the problem of not being able to get a job as easy because you don't have a degree. I didn't go to school for software development or web development, and I didn't go to school really at all, right? Like I kind of quit college halfway through and decided to go my own route because I didn't really want to do it. College and school in general wasn't really for me, so I decided to just kind of call it quits and end it there. Once I was laid off, I was looking for all these different jobs, and on LinkedIn, on Indeed, all these different job listing posts. Sometimes on Twitter, I would go out and try to see if I could find, like, some people would post these remote positions on Twitter and I would try to apply for them. Obviously nothing came of it. You know, people would see my resume and they would be like, you don't really have a degree. We're gonna kick you off to the side. We don't really want you. We have better candidates. So this went on for like about a month or two and it wasn't really working out. I wasn't able to find any positions, even the ones that were entry level. Those were ones they still declined me and said, hey, we're sorry, but we're gonna go different routes on this one. So that was a little rough for me at the very beginning, and I had to make a decision. You know, I can't get a job as a developer. Do I go work like at a local store to like try to make some money and then figure out what I'm gonna do? Or do I put all my chips in onto this YouTube, Instagram thing and try to make this a thing? Because I had been making some money from Instagram at this point. You know, my Instagram had blown up. It was pretty huge. I don't know what follower count I was at the time, but my Instagram was huge now. YouTube was definitely growing a lot faster than I had imagined it to be. You know, obviously at this point, we're at like 5K subs right now. So the growth on YouTube has been insane and making videos has been awesome. So there's that avenue that I thought about and I was like, okay, I don't have a job right now. I love to code, but I can't get a job right now in that either. Let's try to go into this content creation route and see where this takes us. I obviously don't have high expectations just because, you know, early starts in content creation, you're not gonna make a lot of money. And I wasn't expecting to. I just knew over time, this was something that I could lean back on and say, I built this thing up from the ground up, or from ground zero all the way up. And I want this to be able to make some money, but this is just what I love doing. Like, I love making videos for you guys, no matter if it's just talking head or if it's a day in the life where there's a lot of B-roll, this is something that I love to do. So I wanna kind of push my chips into this thing and like actually enjoy life right now. Even though I'm not making enough money, being able to stay with my parents, like I said, has helped me with that. I can actually come back home and just create, just have fun with it. So that's what I've decided to do for a couple months now. For the past couple months, I've just been creating content. I've been focusing in on YouTube, focusing in on Instagram, and today I actually just started a blog, which is kind of cool, you know, and I'm trying to find different avenues. I have the podcast going for me. I'm trying to find different ways to make money, but also have fun at the same time. And I think that this whole personal brand thing and becoming a self-taught dev has helped push me into that direction because I have a community behind me. I have a skill set that I can actually build content off of and actually build skills off of. You know, it's been kind of cool to see within the year what that transition was from going from zero knowledge, I wouldn't say zero knowledge, I would say some knowledge in coding, to now being able to build a product or build a website from scratch and to be able to document that and now show you guys the process, show you guys the final product or whatever it is I'm building, and either live stream it, create a video on it, create a photo talking about it, blogging about it. Like, there's so many different avenues with code that it's taken me in. My journey is only beginning. Like, this has only been 1 year. Just saying that doesn't really make sense to me. Like, to think that it's only been a year and to see the progress that I've gone through now has been like humbling in a way. To see what next year is gonna bring is going to be insane, right? Like, I want to push so much harder into this and like learn different things. Right now I want to learn the back end. I want to see if backend side of things, learning Node, Express, Mongo, if those things are something that I want to be in. Or, you know, there's going to be upcoming series where I teach myself Swift, Python, Go, other different technologies, C and Java. Like, I want to challenge myself and try to learn these different technologies. That's just like a small like fraction of what this journey is going to be. But I wanted to show you guys and tell you guys my story about how and what I did to get here, to show you that there are other people out there who are self-taught devs who have gone through either the same or a very similar journey. I know a lot of people on my Instagram have been IT support or in the IT field as well, and want to get more into the coding experience and go more into the coding route because they find their job stagnant or they actually don't like their job. To be able to show you guys my journey, to be able to show you guys that it's possible and like actually be able to pursue your passion is something that I find joy in and I love doing. So hopefully that whole journey thing was something that you enjoyed watching my progress grow. If you guys have been with me since day one, then you've seen the progress and you've seen the journey unfold and you've seen how crazy this whole thing has been. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that video. If you guys liked it, hit the thumbs up button, hit subscribe. I would thoroughly enjoy it. If you guys have any questions for me, hit me down in the comments, but I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.